Good morning, St. Paul's. My name is Zachary Rugen. I've been here for the past 3 years working and working alongside the youth here. And I must admit, it's been one of the greatest joys of my entire life. I arrived here alone. I had friends and family, but they all lived in a different state. I arrived in Chapel Hill, did some odd jobs and some little things, and I got a really great mentor out of it. And that led me here. And you all, well, George was on sabbatical. Your vestry was in a time of transition. There's no children's minister and no youth coordinator. So we fit. I mean, we went together really well, really quick. And Father Javier and I got coffee a couple weeks ago, and we were just reflecting upon how incredibly unbelievable the past 3 years have been. We were thinking about how proud of our youth that we are after all that they've been through. And the positivity that they maintained along the way, their curiosity about who God is, and they're so full of life. We couldn't help but tear up. And during my 3 years here, I've also been a student at Duke Divinity School, and everybody who knows me there knows exactly where I am on Sundays. Because I'm so proud to be here. I'm proud to work with these youth. I love it. I can't help but talk about it with professors and guest lecturers and classmates alike, taking tips and tricks, giving advice, doing what I can. I've loved being here. The time that I've spent here has given me the nourishment that I need to survive grad school, a master's program at Duke. And a couple weeks ago, I graduated. I did it. I did the thing. Thank you. And I am now entering a new season of my own life. Just like many of the high school graduates who are here this morning are going to go on and enter their own new seasons. And in this morning's gospel, we hear Jesus preparing his disciples for a radical change in their own lives. The disciples are about to enter their own time of saying goodbye to friends and making new ones, learning new things and building upon old things already learned, new places, new sights displaying the beauty of God. And in the midst of that, and a lot of us are experiencing for this, for some of us may be experiencing this for the first time. And what I love about this part of the gospel is that even with all of the change, in the midst of the unknown and the chaos, Jesus provides a firm ground for us to stand on. In this morning's gospel, we hear the reminder that the Holy Spirit is in fact with us, guiding us, teaching us along the way. We have Jesus' declaration of peace over us, going with us. The reminder that God is building God's home with us. And the hope to carry the message of God's love for all with us as we go out into the world. This is what Jesus highlights for his disciples as he prepares them for the Easter. And I would urge us to remain mindful of these declarations as we enter our own new seasons, because life can go haywire and the plans we make can go so sideways, get thrown right out the window at any given moment. I never intended to be in North Carolina after I graduated from undergrad. I was going to go to Baltimore. I had a position picked out and everything. I was good to go. And then one thing fell through and another, and I wound up in Chapel Hill with some incredible people, which led me here to this community. And I'm sure some of you have your own similar stories of things falling through. Well, now I'm in North Carolina. And we've all made this place our home. Whether we grew up here and never left, moved from across town, across the sea, or across the nation, we've made this place our home. And we don't come back here every Sunday for the location. It's not the easiest place to get to. We're here because of the people who sit next to us in the pews on Sunday, because we see the love of God in their eyes during coffee hour, because we've made this place our home. Now, Father Javier and I, we thought, well, he'll be here till Christmas. We just got to get through till Christmas. We'll find someone to fill the position then. Well, here I am, 3 years later. That interim youth coordinator hung around for a little bit, and through some wonderful memories in extremely difficult moments, we did it. We built a community. There was life and flourishing of life here. God built God's home with us here. Now, I also thought I was going to stay in North Carolina after I graduated. I'll work with Bishop Rodman. I'm sure he could use a hand somewhere in the diocese. And I was also sure I wasn't going to fall in love with anybody in divinity school. Preachers don't do that. Now I have a fiance, and I'm moving halfway across the country to support her in her ministry, and I could not be more excited. But I'm also nervous. There's a lot of unknown out there. And there's some anxiety about creating a new community for myself, and I can't help but feel as though it's natural and human as I enter this new season of my life. And just like the disciples, we also may have a troubled heart with the onset of new places, new people, and new things to learn. But in the midst of that, we can find peace in the knowledge of God's love for us and God's presence with us. We can't stuff down and ignore these feelings of uneasiness, of unsurety, and in the middle of everything, but we have to ground them in the reality of who God has been for us in the past and in the trust of future promises going forward, in the way that God has continued to show up for us. I've had to continue to ground myself recently in the reminder of all that God has done for me here. It's here that God guided me to a place that I could call home while I felt like I was adrift at sea. Through the building of friendships, even when we couldn't be close, I've built my home here with you all. And it's in my gratitude to God for bringing me here to be with you all Sunday after Sunday that I'm able to find my hope for my next step and my peace in this moment. This idea of reflecting upon where God has been and the way God has been moving is so critical to our faith. It's exactly what Jesus instructs his disciples to do at the end of this morning's gospel. And now I've told you this before it occurs, so that when it does happen, you can believe. Don't forget, Jesus is saying. Don't forget the things we've done, the things we've been through, the things you've seen, what I've taught you. Don't forget the Holy Spirit is going to be with you going forward. I know this new season of life sounds crazy. It's unbelievable. You can't even fathom it. Trust me, he says. I've been there for you in the past. I'm going to be there for you in the future. The peace of God I give with you, the peace of God I leave with you. Trust me, Jesus says. This reflection upon the past is so important. The individuals who made up our lectionary decided to give us this text 6 weeks after Easter instead of 6 weeks before. A little nod to Easter and Jesus saying, remember when Jesus predicted these things? And once they happened, well, you know, the disciples, they did their best. They're imperfect, but everything they've done has allowed us to be here today. The Holy Spirit has continued to guide them through the course of their lives. And the culturally diverse church that we have today is because of them. And it can be really hard to hold this unknown of the future and the future promises of God together. But we must honor both feelings while giving thanks for the way in which God has shown up for us. And these are so critically important because something's going to happen along the way that's not going to be right. Something's going to happen. It's going to be unfair. Someone may be sick. Things at home may go south. You may be sick again. That plan you had may fall through. You're back at square one. But what Jesus doesn't promise is an easy life or that things that our plans are going to go to plan. But what Jesus does promise is that the gift of peace is accessible to us, that there are no conditional strings attached, that we can go to God whenever we need to and ground ourselves in a love that is so beyond our understanding and be present with God. That the Holy Spirit is not only the guide for the church, but the guide for us as we take these steps into new places. That the Holy Spirit will be with us, comforting us in times of anguish and guiding us towards joy. And believe me when I tell you, there is joy out there to be had. It's going to come slowly and over time. And one day you'll look back and you'll marvel at just how proud of those that you've been able to work alongside of you are. You'll marvel at the love that you've been surrounded by, the love that you've been filled with, and the way that you've been nourished by a community. You'll see the way in which God has been active in your life, and you'll know what it means to be filled with gratitude and joy. And you'll see so clearly the home that God has built along with you. And at the end of the day, this gift of peace, this trusting in the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and the love that we share as a community is enough. It's enough for God to build God's home with us wherever this new season is, no matter the strange place you go. God will make God's home with us as we love God and those around us. And in the same way that God is with the disciples, preparing them and walking alongside them for their next step in their journey, God will be present with us as we go as well. Thank you for everything, St. Paul's. This is the place where my ministry took its baby steps. I made some mistakes. I had a lot of laughs with you all. And I will cherish these memories for as long as I have them. Amen.